I received a call from the county clerk, Sarah Blazer, regarding a phone call that her office had received where a county resident had received a phone call from a phone number that was associated with the county clerk's office. And I can't quote what the conversation was, but I believe there was a message left regarding some sort of an award that was authorized or payment that was authorized, purporting to be from the county clerk. And luckily that person never called the phone number back, or they called the county clerk's actual office. And they made the clarification that, of course, there's no unsolicited phone calls coming from the county clerk regarding any kind of payment to people. So I was just hoping to alert the people to, you know, make sure that they're wary of any kind of unsolicited phone calls and always be confident with what number you're calling to make sure that you get the actual people. The scammers can make any phone number appear on your phone as a caller ID. That doesn't actually mean that it's coming from the office that it appears to be. So just a little extra caution out there. Never send money to, you know, unknown people, especially based on unsolicited phone calls or emails or even text messages. So there's a lot of scams out there that people should be conscious of.
And you said the phone number issue and how you explained it. I think the term is spoofing, right? That makes the scammer, that gives the scammer the opportunity to make it appear they're calling from a certain phone number, but they're actually not.
Yeah, that's correct. It is. That's what it is referred to as spoofing. And there's computer software, even cell phone software out there that you can make any phone number appear to be anything that you want it to be. It can be the sheriff's office phone number, like in this case, the county clerk's phone number. It's pretty simple to do and readily available. It is against the law, but obviously these scammers don't have much consideration for right and wrong.